Proclamation number 8279 of 22nd of September, 1962. General prayer actions. Everything that is still done in the end time for the salvation of erring souls will meet my approval, for the will of the one who wants to do redemptive work also determines the value of his work. If love impels a person to offer himself to me for service in order to bring the lost children back to me, my blessing will always be upon his work, and the success will also depend on the strength of his love. But you, who want to do this work, must always bear in mind that the living proclamation of my gospel must take place. People must not be pushed into mechanical action, that they are prompted into actions of prayer which can easily become form again, but everyone must be deeply touched in his heart and now also act from within. He must practice love, for this alone also guarantees the salvation of a soul. General actions of prayer, however, only lead to habitual exercises again and can very easily be carried out mechanically, which, however, remains without value for the souls. For it may well be the will of those who want to induce their fellow human beings into uninterrupted prayer. But believe me, every prayer must come from the innermost heart, then it will ascend and reach my ear. But people rarely speak this innermost language of the heart, for they are seldom able to close themselves off and present their request to me in a quiet chamber. Every soul has to work on itself. No one else can do this work for it, and therefore don't let your prayer to me become a lip service which will never reach my ear. In contrast, preach love, which is always the guarantee that you will unite with me, because I myself am in every work of love. Then you will be active in my will and I will bless you. You should always remember what it means to send a prayer to me in spirit and in truth. This requires innermost contemplation, complete closure from the external world. The human being's soul has to be so close to me, it has to force my presence through its love for me and then speak to me like a child speaks trustingly to its father and entrusts its most secret wishes to him with the request for fulfillment. And such a deep inner bond will rarely only be possible if the circle of prayers meets in a planned way, if these prayers take place at fixed times or if people listen to the prayer of one individual. A heartfelt prayer, as I want to hear it from you, cannot be achieved in a commando manner. For then you humans do not yet understand in which way I want to be called upon by you. But not for nothing have I said that you should pray in spirit and in truth. For I can and will only answer such a prayer, because only such a prayer proves to me that the human being establishes the right relationship between child and me and that I can then also prove myself to him as a loving father. For I have also said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. These words should also give you the same to think about, for I know human hearts and therefore also know how different every individual person's train of thought is, even if the will is there to take the right path. And how different are therefore also the prayers which I hear and often cannot hear because they only pass through the lips but do not come from the deepest bottom of the heart. If love is taught and made the most important thing to people then the individual soul will also deal with it, and its spiritual progress will be in accordance with its willingness to love, and then it will also establish the intimate connection with me. For this is only ever the result of love, because without love no human being can approach me and therefore every prayer can only be empty words, no matter how loud and numerous they are spoken. Only through love does the child approach the Father, and then it can also achieve everything, because my love is endless and only ever wants to give and give itself away. The proclamation of the gospel of love is therefore the first and most important thing, and anyone who voluntarily offers himself to me for this activity will also be allowed to experience my blessing, for as soon as only love is kindled amongst people, they need not fear getting lost when the end has come. Where love is lived, there is light, and there the prince of darkness has lost his power. Therefore encourage people to work with love wherever you can speak to them. For you humans are only on earth for the purpose of transforming your nature into love. Amen.